KFW monitor.
KFW, KN4TZW.
Guess I've heard that call sign before. Name over here is Ken, Echo November.
I don't think I've heard that one. I don't really hang out on this repeater here much. I check into the net some, but that's about it. I'm in Hendersonville. The name here is Gabriel, like the angel, except not. But I usually hang out on the Mount Mitchell repeater mostly, just because that's, you know, I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina, between here and Mars Hill. So don't venture into South Carolina a whole lot.
Either on this one or on the, what is it, the Tryon, the White Oak one, usually. And it's usually early in the morning, like 5:30.
A few people, I'm in my truck and pickup truck, but I guess I've got probably about 100 repeaters programmed into this little radio. It's a Yaesu 3200. It's just a mono band. It's got digital, C4 FM digital and analog. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's been a good little radio. I've had it about 2 years, I guess.
ICOM 2730A. And right now I'm talking to you on a Anytone HT. I'm walking the dog out in the field.
First band repeat, or you just straight off the HT?
HT, and it's, I must just be in a good place because I can make the Mount Mitchell, I can make the Tryon, and I can make this one from my house.
A couple of them little valve things, which I ain't used in a long time. And I do got a TYT. It's a DMR analog, 2 meter, 440, you know, but it does the DMR thing, which I fool around it a little bit. I just, you know, I spend most of my time probably over on HF, but when I'm in the vehicle, I do talk quite a bit on 2 meters, but yeah, that ICOM radio you got, I'm thinking about getting one of those at the moment. It's probably, it looks like the best deal on a dual band radio right now that's, you know, that's not digital and all that stuff.
That one, I got it about 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. It was an open box sale on that for like $200, and I can't complain about it. And this HT, I just got it for Christmas. It's a Anytone 878. Does some digital stuff. I'm starting to venture into it. But I really like it really good.
Yeah, Anytones. That's probably, as far as Chinese radios go, I mean, they got the most features, and they're pretty sharp looking, you know. Yeah, because I thought about getting one of those at one time. But you know, this radio I'm on here, when it scans, it'll distinguish between Yaesu digital and analog. But I think I checked into one net on digital, and that's all I've heard two or three people, and that's it. I don't never hear no digital. And I've, you know, got on the calling frequency and called CQ. I don't really like the way the digital sounds, but I haven't found anybody close to me that's got another Yaesu digital where I can try it just from radio to radio instead of going through the repeater. I think that it probably sounds a lot better that way.
I've had it programmed. I got a couple of Spartanburg, I think, repeaters in my radio, and I've talked on it a little bit, but not a lot. Mostly I just do this analog.
Get a couple of nets on DMR because I'm real close to the Hendersonville repeaters and stuff, and it's clear. It reminds me of way back, I don't know, I guess it's late, early 90s when the analog cell phones went to digital, that you'd kind of get that robot sound and drop out every now and then. That's what it reminds me of. And everybody sounds pinched up to me. It's hard for me to tell the difference between people, to be honest with you. But it's not, you know, it don't take up near as much bandwidth, so there you go. I mean, Anyway, I'm fixing to run into the store. It was good talking to you. I just heard your call there. I hope I got your call right. And I said, well, that's similar to my call. But anyway, you have your good evening, and I'll clear on out here after your final. KN4TZW.
Was your what, TZW? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey.
Yeah, well, you 73, Gabriel. Nice to meet you, and I look forward to maybe I'll have to jump over there onto the Mount Mitchell on that. When are you usually on there?
And generally, a bunch of guys on there late of the night. I mean, sometimes it goes into 2 and 3 in the morning, but yeah, 9 or 10 o'clock, there's like a little informal round table kind of thing. And Thursdays, there's a swap net. I can't remember. There's a net on Saturdays, the 6600 net, and I think there's one today. I'm not real sure. But, yeah, that repeater's got a little, huge footprint. It covers about parts of 5 different states. So, you know, I can drive north for over an hour, and it just gets clearer. So, anyway, have yourself a good evening, and I find myself getting long-winded. Mount Mitchell ain't got no timer or nothing on it, and so I'll babble. Sometimes I'm afraid I'll cut the repeater off when I'm on a different one. Have yourself a good evening. KN4TZW.
KN4TFW.